You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with David Goldberg, the co-founder and CEO of FreshNeck.com, an exciting online business that has been called the Netflix of ties. David, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
You're welcome. So how did you come up with the idea for FreshNeck?
So, you know, like they say, many new business ideas these days, it came as a solution to my own problems. So I've worked in a few corporate environments over the years. I was a government prosecutor, and then I worked in two different international banks. So I was always forced to wear a suit and tie, and I got bored wearing the same ones over and over again. I couldn't afford to keep buying new ones, so I organized an in-company tie swap where a bunch of us each brought in three, you know, mint-condition ties and traded them like a, you know, kind of a Santa's grab bag. And once I received requests to do this again, I realized I was onto something.
I love it. Now, how does sharing accessories help a consumer over owning?
Well, for most, the owning experience is purchasing 8 to 12 ties every single year and stockpiling them in your closet. And depending where you shop, from Macy's to Bloomingdale's to Barney's, you know, this can cost you between $400 and $1,500 a year, where most men wind up wearing a handful of their ties, you know, over and over again while the rest sit in their closet. With FreshNeck's sharing model, men get the variety they crave, as they can get about 100 different ties or accessories a year. At the same time, they're also saving money, saving time, and saving space.
Most definitely. Do you think the sharing model will grow into other products and or services?
You know, I think it already has. We certainly weren't the first. And we were inspired by other collaborative consumption companies such as Netflix, Zipcar, Airbnb, and Rent the Runway. I do believe that the model will become more and more mainstream, and we'll start seeing it in verticals that you wouldn't really expect. As for FreshNeck, we have considered expanding this to other accessories such as watches, jewelry, sunglasses, and scarves.
That's a good idea as well. Today we're joined by David Goldberg, the co-founder and CEO of FreshNeck.com, an exciting online business that has been called the Netflix of ties here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How do you think your background has helped you build this business?
Well, so as I touched upon a little bit earlier, my background, I was a practicing lawyer for 3 years, and then I moved over to finance for another 3 to 4 years. It's hard to pinpoint something, you know, a direct correlation of, but I think the general experience in the business world is extremely valuable, especially as we started bringing on employees and interns. I couldn't imagine structuring a good program for them, you know, without the corporate experience that I had. I also think that my education and experience as a lawyer has helped tremendously in contracts, negotiating, vendor relationships. Any place you can save money by using, you know, your own experience as a startup is key.
And as an online company, how do you stay close to your consumer?
Wow, that's a great question. We ask ourselves that every single day. Being online has so many advantages, as you can reach, you know, people across the country while also keeping costs down. But in e-commerce, and especially fashion-related products and services, people want to see and touch the product. There's also no substitute to talking face-to-face with members or prospective members. So we're always thinking of ways to add an offline component. We participate in events and collaborations about once a month where we can expose people to our brand that might not find us online and also give an opportunity to get feedback from members and non-members. A good example is a one-week pop-up shop that we ran in Soho in New York City with four other emerging online fashion companies. It was called the Dapper Man Shop, which was, a one-week pop-up shop open right before Father's Day. We ran the daytime as a retail and experience shop where people can come and see all the products and talk to us about it. And then we use the space at night for different events, including, you know, just regular social mixers. We had a blogger come in. We had a bow tie tying contest. It just sort of garnered interest for our brand. Went extremely well, and it's something that we'd like to replicate in the future.
In conclusion, if you would, what advice could you lend briefly to anyone that's looking to create their own business?
So it had two, and they're sort of counterproductive. So one would be to really plan ahead. You don't just look 3 months out. The money will start to build out, and if you run into a place where you kind of didn't plan ahead and you're out of money, you can really get screwed. That being said, there's only so much planning that you can do, and if you have this idea and you have, the real determination that you want to put everything you have into this, then just jump for it. There's always going to be a way to perfect the model, so just start doing it and take it from there.
Certainly been good to have had you. Very impressive and creative, without a question. He is David Goldberg, the co-founder and CEO of Freshneck.com, an exciting online business that has been called off in the Netflix of ties. And the website, once again, is Freshneck.com. You can also check out their Facebook page at Facebook.com/Freshneck, and also follow them on Twitter simply at Freshneck. David, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.